Doot-doot-doot-doot-doodle.
I didn't know those were the words to that song. Yep. Is that it? I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
Oh, how about that?
All right. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Both my kids have ADHD, and evidently I have it. I didn't realize it when I was in school, but I did realize when I looked at all my folders that I doodled throughout class every single day. I do it
really
throughout the show every day. And it's not that I'm not paying attention. And I think if teachers looked and saw you doodling, they'd be like, are you listening? But mm-hmm. it kind of helps me listen. So I'm very excited to introduce to you educator Red Roll. 20 years of experience in the classroom. You speak at schools across the country about the benefits of doodling, or as you call it, sketchnoting. How are you, Red?
Hi. I'm good. I'm shaking my head from that intro still.
Are you doodling while I introed you?
Actually, I was not.
Oh.
But now this all makes sense to you, obviously. My whole life I have doodled. You should see all my... I found a box in the attic of all my junior high and high school folders.
They all say Mr. and Mrs. Jack Klugman. Isn't that weird?
Don't.
Why would they say that?
But I have doodled. I doodle every day. And honestly, I feel that helps me listen. And now that's kind of true, isn't it?
It is, and it's always been true. I think a lot of people just didn't realize it was true, especially the teachers. When they saw us doodling, they thought we weren't paying attention, and it was pencils down, look forward, and listen to me lecture for an hour. And, you know, I was the guy like you in school that just could not put my pencil down and always got in trouble for it.
And what would you attribute this to? If someone doodles while they're listening, why do some people need to do that to pay more attention?
Well, I think, you know, some of us are creative and we want to just, you know, we like to draw, we like to do art. A difference between, I think, doodling and sitting on your paper and actually creating something that you might use later, like I've done in the book, but a lot of people just doodle random facts or random scribbles or stars or writing names over and over again. And the research has shown that act, just the act of pencil to paper while you're listening, like you were saying, it doesn't have to be anything wonderful and great. It's just getting that movement going. It just triggers something in your brain and helps students and adults retain the information better.
Red, can you or somebody who's a doctor and more schooled in this look at somebody's doodles and be able to tell that person's personality, both positive and negative, just by what they're doodling?
That's funny, because the last radio interview asking the same question, and you know, I'm the teacher guy, so I just look at it as, and I didn't at first. I actually told the kids, put your pencil down when I first started teaching years ago, because I didn't connect it. Even though I was that student, I still was in that teacher mode of, hey, you're not listening unless you're, you know, looking at me. And then over the years, I found that allowing the kids to draw in class, and you know, some kids didn't feel confident about drawing, so they would just scribble scrabble, you know, they would just do whatever they had to do, and the other students would be drawing this Picasso or some Michelangelo picture. The personality types, that's hard to tell when you have a classroom of 30 kids.
Yeah.
But you know, it would kind of let me know if they were paying attention, because some of the kids would actually be drawing and sketch noting, is what they call it, what you were talking about, which really did help them on the quizzes or the tests. And the others would just, you know, be doodling random things, but I still found out that they were paying attention more. And then the kids that, you know, there are some students that just like to listen, you know, those academic students that just really want to listen and write their notes verbatim, word for word.
I know this will sound like a stereotype, but I remember the kids who would sit near me and doodle when I was a kid, and it tended to be that the boys would always doodle either army tanks or rocket ships, and girls would do flowers or rock stars. So is there a difference between what guys doodle and what women doodle?
There is. You're correct about that. But then again, it didn't matter what you were doodling. And like I said, a lot of research has shown.
Yeah.
Just putting that hand to the paper, and especially nowadays with all the gizmos and gadgets, you know, the teachers are competing with so much visual and so much of the things that the kids have in their hands nowadays, we need something different to be able to compete with what's going on and to get the kids interested.
Your book is called Heavy Sketches Among Worldly Distractions, and sketchnoting, and I've done this too, and I do this on the air a lot of times when we talk to our friend Lucianne Walkowitz from the Adler Planetarium. I will draw something like solar system related. So it's related to what we're talking about. That helps you learn as well, doesn't it?
It does, and the sketchnoting, I wouldn't call it a craze. I would call it trying to adapt a little bit to what kids needs, even adults needs. But you know, if we're talking to simply as you know, a good example would be you know, talking to kids about you know, pizza being the number one food in America. Instead of writing that sentence out, they would draw a slice of pizza, the hashtag number one. Of course, it's called hashtag now. It was pound sign when I was around.
Right.
And then they would just do like a small American flag. So those visual symbols, you know, the emojis. I mean, the kids are all used to these symbols. And they're making their own, so it gets them to own it a little bit in the style that they want to create their notes in. And like you said, it does help retain information a lot better.
Have you had any teachers say to you, Red, I get your theory, but I'm not buying it. Has there been anybody on the flip side of this coin?
Many, yes, yeah. Many. And many of them are the older teachers who, it does take a little effort. That's the thing. You know, we've got teachers, we all had them, who are wonderful and great. I can count them on one hand. And the other teachers who are burnt out, who are in there just for the academics and want you to learn the way they think you should learn. And those are the teachers that are hard to get to. And I'm not going to get to all of them. And so it's not convincing the students that they can sketch in class. Everybody wants to do that. It's convincing those teachers who might be a little reluctant and maybe not know how to do it, because you can't just have a kid sketching for an hour when you're taking notes. And then you look at his paper, and he's just got this giant picture of a WWE wrestler,
right.
And you're learning about American history. Yeah. They have to be taught how to, you know, sketch small and sketch just what it says, sketching, not taking out the colored pencils and filling it in at that time, just to get the ideas on paper. Then if they want to take it home, a lot of my students do, and they some kids used to rewrite their notes to learn it a little bit better. They would start to embellish and put more detail into those notes.
All right, someone has texted us. My son has ADHD also. We fought with his elementary school teachers to let him have what they called fidgets, little doodads for them to handle and play with rather than doodling. But now these fidget things are turning out to be more of a distraction.
Yeah, the school I was just at banned them from the school because
it's common. Are you there?
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Sorry.
It's common that the schools are banning these because it's a total distraction, and the kids are trading them, so they're not even focusing on what they're learning.
Right.
They're more interested in, hey, your fidget is cooler than mine.
How many times have I heard that?
Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, it's this corporation, this business world, money, money, money. They see that the research shows that if you can do something with your hand, so they jumped on it, made these fidget spinners, whatever they are, and they're not caring that the teachers are having trouble in class with it. All I care about is that they're making a buck off it. The nice thing about doodling, nobody's making a buck off it at all, and all you need is a piece of paper and a pencil, and everybody's equal.
What if you can't draw, Red? Because I'm pretty artistic, but some people I know are not. And do you just draw what you feel? What if you don't know how to draw? How can you do the sketchnoting?
Okay, that's a good point, and that's brought up every time, too. And there are a lot of people who either aren't confident in drawing, don't want to show their drawings, or plain out, I can draw a stick guy, and that's all I can draw. So the part about sketchnoting that's nice is that you don't really have to be able to draw. You can, you know, make boxes, do different fonts with your letters, either, you know, darkening it over and over again, one phrase. You can do the arrows. You can kind of – it's really – organizing your paper, your notebook paper, in a way that's visually pleasing to you, the owner of it, and able to pull out things or have them jump at you without having to read through paragraphs of notes. And so it's bullet points. It's all these different things that the kids have seen, but they were never taught or allowed to express it on paper. So it does work, and a lot of times it does work better without a lot of crazy sketches, because you can get caught up in those sketches.
All right. Maybe if your kid's having trouble learning, you might want to pick up a copy of Heavy Sketches, Among Worldly Distractions, Red Roll, R-O-H-L, is 20 years experience in education, and you can go to heavysketches.com. We appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Yes, and can I say real quick, there's a two-day giveaway Friday, Saturday for a free Kindle of the volume. So if you go on Amazon Friday or Saturday, you can get that for free.
Outstanding.
All right, cool.
Thanks, Red. Have a good rest of the week.
Thank you so much.
Red Roll. Red Roll. Saw him in The Shining.
You've been dying to say that since before we had him on.
Yes.
Nice restraint.
The only reason I wanted him on was for that. I have a copy of his book, Wendy, and I doodled all over it. So if you want it, it's yours.
Okay.
I can't read it. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then there's more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.